The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. For whatever reason, in recent months, praying with the Gospels, typically there's one or two words that sort of jump off the page. And last night it was this: whoever does not carry his own cross cannot be my disciple. Never before, I had always read it as whoever does not carry his cross. Kind of generally speaking, the cross is in your life. Our Lord does not say that. He says whoever does not carry his own cross. And it connotes this as if something, it's God specially chosen these particular trials. As if with such paternal solicitude, with such providential care, he knows that this is what is best for you. That this will be your salvation. That you'll be the saint, unlike any other saint in the history of the church, because of these crosses. So often, we want any cross but the one that is ours. Right, we look out and go, man, if only I had that guy's wimpy little cross, right? Things would be so easy. I would be happy if I didn't have the crosses that I have. You know, other people don't have what I have. And what often happens, we turn inward and it leads to self-pity. And pretty soon, self-pity leads to rejecting what God has sent our way. And actually, it does something else. We become a cross to everybody around us. Because pretty soon we're complaining, we're grumpy, we're angry, we're negative. Right? Why would God do this to me? What does God want us to do? I have sent this cross out of love for you. I want you to embrace it. Will you kiss the cross that I send your way? I close with this. Padre Pio, one time, a lady came up to him. And she said, "Father, I feel like God is treating me so badly." And this is what he said. He said, "Jesus had three souls before him. The first he embraced. The second he treated so-so. And the third he treated badly. Which of these do you believe he loved the most?" And the woman immediately responded, "Well, of course, the one he embraced." And Padre Pio said, "No, it was the third." And he said, "One time a priest came to me and he said, 'Father, I have three people who come to me for spiritual direction.' And he said, 'One guy, man, it seems like he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders. Will you ask our Lord the state of these three individuals' souls?' And Padre Pio took it to prayer and our Lord appeared to him and he showed him this. He said, 'The first soul is still weak and in need of caresses. Otherwise, she would have turned her back on him. The second soul was less weak, and to keep her in his service, he still needed some little signs of affection. The third was a beloved spouse, because in spite of the way he afflicted her, she remained constant in service and faithful in love. May we kiss the crosses that our Lord sends to us.